From Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. The topic of data centers is a hot-button issue in America right now, dominating headlines, dinner party conversations, and city council meetings across the country. As investments pour into the artificial intelligence boom, the companies behind AI argue more data centers are needed to support the burgeoning technology. But residents in the areas where data centers are being built or even proposed have strong concerns surrounding a variety of possible negative consequences, from the amount of water data centers use to the increased demand for electricity raising their own rates to the impact development could have on the surrounding environment. And that concern is present here locally as well. Cap Radio producer Greg Michek has been following a community of Roseville residents concerned about the potential for a data center to be built in an open field nearby, concerns that have made its way up to city officials. And he joins us now with his reporting. Hey, Greg.
Hey, Vicky.
So I'm just curious, just right off the top, what drew you to this story? Because you really do this deep dive into data centers.
Yeah, I really did go deep. But, you know, in watching city council meetings a lot lately, data centers are just a topic that keep coming up consistently at every single meeting, even when it's not really relevant to the meeting or even the municipality itself. It's just one of those subjects on people's minds lately, everywhere you go, like you said in the intro. One example, at a June Placer County Board of Supervisors meeting, one public commentator named Diane Louise Alessi issued kind of a warning of sorts to the board that data centers in the county would not be tolerated.
The era of backroom deals and silent approvals for data centers in the state and potentially Placer County will not be tolerated. Tech giants are not coming to us with the truth and facts. They are using covert names like innovation centers and advanced manufacturing parks as their masks to hide massive AI data centers. Look at the Phillip Road project in West Roseville. Developers call it an innovation center, yet the zoning explicitly allows for data center infrastructure. They know that if they call it a 30-megawatt data center, the public would object. So they hide it in a mixed-use proposal, banking on the lack of transparency to sneak it in before the infrastructure is locked in.
So it's worth noting that the Phillip Road site that Alessi refers to is on Roseville city land and not under the purview of Placer County. But it really just kind of got me thinking, it's like, well, what is the big concern? Like, why is she saying this here now?
Yeah, I mean, in this public comment, I mean, it isn't uncommon for public comment to weigh in on a variety of issues, whether they pertain to the meeting or not. But this is just an example that you found that's playing out across the country as well as across California. I mean, people are paying attention to the idea and prospect of data centers. Where did this controversy, like around the potential of data centers, begin? What kicked it off?
Gosh, it seems like it's just been kind of percolating for the last few years, you know, but it's something that's really been playing out in a big way in places like Texas, Virginia, and Tennessee. For example, in Tennessee, south of Memphis, is where a lot of people's, I guess, kind of data center nightmares are playing out right now. 2 years ago, X, formerly Twitter, of course, opened a large data center there. And since then, the facility has begun using unpermitted gas turbines for power. It delayed a plan to use recycled water for cooling and is instead using the city's drinking water for cooling. There's also been accusations of subsonic noise pollution and other significant environmental impacts. And so those are really the types of stories that people point to when they say they don't want a data center in their neighborhood.
Yeah, and this has been happening, you know, in recent years. So how have some cities and counties responded?
Yeah, I mean, there's been more than 70 cities and counties across the U.S. that now restrict new data centers in some form. That includes Denver, Minneapolis, Seattle, and New Orleans. Closer to home, in California, back on June 2nd during the California, you know, the primary, Monterey Park became the first city in the country to ban them entirely by popular vote. That was 86% of voters approved a measure killing a 250,000 square foot proposal.
Oh, yeah. So that's an overwhelming majority of voters. Mm-hmm. So before we dive into what's been unfolding in Roseville, I just think it's useful to start off with a data center 101. We hear the word a lot, but we might not know like all the intricacies of a data center. So what exactly is a data center? What are they used for?
All right. Well, forgive me, I don't want to put anybody asleep.
We'll just geek out a little
middle
bit.
Of the day. Yeah, let me just nerd out a little bit. But so there's several different types and sizes. Some are used to just serve like web traffic, you know, websites that you go to. Others store files for companies that they use. And some really do heavy computational work like AI programs such as ChatGPT and Claude. So it's a huge spectrum of just data and information. But generally, data centers are classified by their size and not so much their function. So you could run an AI model, for example, on your home computer. You don't need a giant data center to do that. But at the end of the day, data centers are generally measured by their megawatts of power usage. So anywhere from 1 to 20 megawatts of power is something that you would see in a data center that hosts like websites or files for businesses. Something larger could do the same, but just at a larger scale. Now, the data centers that AI companies use for their programs are typically called hyperscale data centers, and those are 100 megawatts in capacity or more, up to 1,000 or gigawatt or more. Kerry Boonder is a industry trade group representative with an organization called the Data Center Coalition.
Often the conversation today really is almost putting data centers and AI as being synonymous. But I would say that that is not a true reflection of everything that data centers support. And, you know, glosses over a lot of the products and services that are otherwise being supported by data centers.
Yeah. So data centers are just a very broad term and they vary in sizes. So what makes one place over another an attractive spot for a data center to be built? What resources do they need?
I mean, I would say there's four main things that companies are really looking for to construct a data center. Number one, there's an environment that's stable enough to ensure a data center doesn't get hit with like an earthquake or a flood, or something like that. It also needs electricity to power everything. So there needs to be a local electric grid to handle the power demands of, you know, whatever size you want to build. And then also there needs to be the water to keep the computers cool. You know, anyone using a MacBook Pro outside this week knows that computers can really run hot. But a data center, they need huge amounts of water to keep them cool. And sometimes that water can come from the local water supply, like drinking water. Other times they can use recycled water that just recirculates through the facility to use less water overall. And finally, they need local and state governments to kind of support their construction and the local impact.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much everyone has data and it's stored in a cloud, you know, or what have you. So when you speak to people who mention some of the possible benefits to a community that has a data center, what's their argument?
I'm going to go back to Kara Boonda on that, who works for the Industry Trade Group Data Center Coalition.
Often it's said that there, you know, there aren't as many direct jobs in a data center. While that may be true when comparing it to, you know, your traditional manufacturing facility, I think that can offer a lot of benefits as well, because you're not seeing the same strains on these localities and needing to, you know, hire additional teachers, hiring additional, you know, people to handle different social services, because you're not seeing this type of influx into those communities. And at the same time, you are seeing massive impacts to state and local tax revenues.
Okay, so that is the perspective of a data center coalition. That's a trade industry, as you just laid out. Let's now focus on Roseville. Tell us about the development site that sparked a little bit of controversy. Where is it? What does it look like?
So the site is called the Philip Rhodes site, is what it's referred to as, and it sits in the far west side of Roseville. It's on the edge of a large housing development. The site itself is just tilled earth surrounded by trees and weeds and a barbed wire fence. It's one of those places where if you're not paying attention as you're driving, one moment you're in civilization and the next it just feels like you're out in the country. So you can hear, you know, birds, insects, and the occasional car strolling by.
And when we played that public comment right off the top, that resident brought up this site, the Philip Rhodes site, talking about, you know, referring to it as an innovation center, not mentioning the term data center. So what exactly is an innovation center? What does it mean and how is it different from a data center?
So an innovation center is basically the zoning for a mixed use property that can include a small or mid-sized tech or healthcare companies. Mm-hmm. So a data center would go inside an innovation center in this case.
Okay, and that is all like a possibility. Is that actually the case? Is that happening as we speak today?
Yeah, to be clear, nothing has been built, nothing has been approved, and there's no data center that's been formally proposed. the city of Roseville owns the land at Phillip Road. Back in 2021, the city council signed a purchase agreement with Panattoni Development, which is the developer, and they want to build 660 homes, a park, some shops, medical offices, and just over 1 million square feet of buildings that the plans call an innovation center. But that sale still hasn't closed. However, there are proposed plans for the developer to build the innovation center zoning that would make it possible for that data center that everyone's talking about. And that's where the interests of the residents really peaked. And it's worth noting that the developer, Panattoni, does have a history of developing data centers.
Okay, so seeing that term innovation center, knowing what the zoning could possibly pave the way for, that has gotten the interest of some residents and some residents who are concerned, especially if they live, you know, near that open field. You know, you mentioned that it's next to a home subdivision. So how did residents, when you talked to like a good amount of them, how did they feel about how this was communicated to them since it's actually been a couple years?
It has been, and it's been an ongoing issue out there. There was formerly going to be a more traditional industrial area, and that got kicked back, and that's where the developer had to go back and kind of reformulate their plans to have it be less of that traditional industrial area with trucks going by and things like that. And then now they've fallen back onto the innovation center. Now, the city's response, they deny that there is going to be a very large data center. But Josh Hickson is somebody that lives in the neighborhood that I spoke to. And he said that as he read the city's website where they kind of addressed some of those concerns, he was kind of skeptical.
The structure of the city's FAQs really strongly implies that there isn't going to be a data center until you actually do the reading and find that, you know, 30 megawatts would be allowed as a top capacity for a data center. It's like, great, you know, they updated the FAQs, but they really honed in on the hyperscale definition because they don't want people thinking there's going to be this huge data center that will take up all the energy. But then they say, oh, you know, a 30 megawatt data center would be allowed.
Okay, so maybe not a huge data center, but there is the possibility for a data center on this property. Does the city have the infrastructure needed to support a data center?
Not at the moment. And that's something that the city really draws attention to in its Phillip Road information site. For example, Roseville's peak demand across the entire city is about 370 megawatts. Roseville runs its own electric utility and says that the local grid was never built for hyperscale level loads. That said, the fear is that almost anything could be done for the right amount of money. So realistically, no one I spoke to in the neighborhood expects a hyperscale data center to happen in the city, but that fear is still there.
Are there already data centers in Roseville or the Sacramento area?
Oh, yeah, definitely. The entire region has had data centers for decades. You know, there's multiple in Sacramento, Rancho Cordova, and even Roseville. Though it's worth noting that most of the larger data centers in Roseville specifically, those above 10 megawatts, are in kind of an industrial area and not the edge of a residential area like Phillip Road.
You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking with Cap Radio producer Greg Michak about the controversy surrounding data centers, including here locally in Roseville, where some residents are concerned about the potential for a data center to be built in their city. When it comes to the backlash or the criticism facing data centers, how does Roseville compare with those other cities around the country, and what concerns do they have?
Yeah, people in Roseville are likely not facing the potential of a hyperscale data center based on everything I found. But there is that, again, that potential for a data center. But I think the biggest concern I really heard from people was the fear of being surprised. Rachel Davis lives in the area and she kind of seemed to capture it well.
I'm definitely not anti-data center in the city. I just think it's much more advantageous to have designated industrial parks away from master planned communities, which I believe Roseville already does, and that's where existing data centers are. And I would just encourage everyone, rather than, you know, the buzzwords of hyperscale and AI and co-location and small, really just looking at the numbers behind everything, and just understanding that size is relative. And, you know, if you're okay with a 20 megawatt or, you know, 30 or 40 megawatt data center next to your home, that's great. But I do think you have the right to know and make that decision for yourself.
She went on to say that she'd prefer to keep the data centers in those more commercial or industrial areas and instead get a park, library, or even a school in her neighborhood.
How have Roseville and company officials, those developers, responded to these residents' concerns?
I reached out to both Roseville and Panattoni. That's the company in contract with the city to develop the land. Neither would agree to an interview and instead said something along the lines of they're being as transparent as possible and they encourage people to share their feedback.
So what comes next?
Well, right now, all we have is the draft environmental impact report. The final impact report is due soon, but Roseville wouldn't give me an exact time frame of when that should be released. After that, the final plans for the site will be submitted by the developer. Planning Commission will meet to approve or deny, and then the City Council will have their say on it as well. So there's still a lot that's going to happen.
And a lot for you to follow, Greg.
Yes.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Vicky.
That is Cap Radio producer Greg Michak. He joined us to talk about his deep dive article into data centers and why Roseville residents are worried about the potential for a data center to be built in their city. We have a link to his article where you can read a lot more. It's on our Insight page. Up next, grocery prices have been on the rise in recent years, and shoppers are increasingly shouldering the costs. We'll check in with a local grocer about the tough decisions behind raising costs and what resources they have to keep prices down. You're listening to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm Vicky Gonzalez.